Welcome back to Shoot the Bull with Ag Commissioner Sid Miller. Now, you have some historic news to share.
Oh, yeah, Tony. I'm happy to report the progress we've made across Texas to eradicate the boll weevils out of our cotton fields. Boll weevils cause an estimated $200 million damages each year. As the number one cotton-producing state, we've got to get these destructive pests away from our cotton. Much progress has been made to do just that over the last several years. And I'm pleased to report that the West Texas maintenance area has officially been declared eradicated.
What about other parts of the state?
Well, the northern blacklands, the southern blacklands, upper coastal bend, and South Texas winter garden zones of the state are all moving to a functionally eradicated status. And this means they have not trapped any boll weevils in these areas since 2012. The Rio Grande Valley is making progress toward eradication of the destructive pests, but we still have some challenges that are hindering our progress there.
Why are we seeing all these successes?
Well, much of the success can be attributed to the work of the staff of the Texas Boll Weevil Eradication Foundation and, of course, our cotton producers. They've been working to minimize the overwintering and feeding sites of the boll weevil with good practices like destroying cotton stalks right after harvest.
You know, the bottom line is you can always count on our producers to do their part.
There's no more truer statement than that, Tony. And TDA will keep working to help them in their efforts. We're partnering with the Boll Weevil Foundation to be more efficient in the cotton stalk destruction program. And I'm excited to be reaching these milestones in getting boll weevils completely out of Texas.
Thanks for joining us for Shoot the Bull with Texas Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller. I'm